Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on June 22nd of 2020. Wow, it's hard to believe that we are almost to July and we've already hit the solar eclipse. I mean, the summer, we've already had the summer solstice. And so, summer is here in the northern hemisphere, of course. Obviously, down in the land down under, like Australia and most of South America and such, in those parts, it's winter, but around here it's now officially summer. I've explained to you before the difference between astronomical summer and meteorological summer. I'm not going to get into that tonight because I have a lot of other stuff I want to get to tonight. I'm going to talk about Father's Day weekend, what I did, and want to talk to you a little bit about some of the names of God, and want to sing you a couple, we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then I want to teach tonight on the coming of the Lord. We're in the last days. And we're going to deal with that tonight. Because this morning, as I was making plans for the show and just get myself prepared, thinking, and I was thinking, what would the Lord have me preach tonight? I felt in my spirit, with everything going on right now, that I'm supposed to deal with the coming of the Lord, what will be the signs of his coming. And so we're going to deal with that tonight. And before that, part of the Father's Day thing, I'll talk a little bit about how we're doing on been opening up, and so it's going to be a great show tonight. I want to start out with talking about Father's Day. Of course, yesterday was Father's Day, and not only is Father's Day about your natural father, it's also about your spiritual father, who in some cases it could be a godfather you have, could be maybe someone who has just decided they want to be your spiritual father. It could be your pastor. And then thirdly, there's your there's the heavenly father, which is the Lord our God. The Heavenly Father is the Lord our God. I'll come back to that and tell you some of the names of God and what they mean in a few minutes. But about Father's Day weekend, Saturday I went over to Claire to the Ponderosa, of all places. We were supposed to go to Big Boy, but then we found out that the Ponderosa Steakhouse was actually open. The buffet was actually open. Now, they grabbed the food for you on that, but still, it was open. I was shocked, and it was as good as it always is. And needless to say, we went there to see my grandpa, because he's my grandfather on my mom's side. And usually around every Father's Day, we try to go and see him. And so that was really good. My Aunt Marilyn and her husband and Uncle Jerry and his wife, they were up there too. And it was real nice to get to see Grandpa, talk to him a little bit. And to have a good meal together. And that was just awesome. Then yesterday we went out to lunch at a restaurant here in Midland with my father and a family from, I'll leave that part out, but I'll leave that other part out. But me, my mom and dad went to a restaurant here in Midland, and it was really nice. Decent amount of people. It was pretty much at that 50% limit. We were going to go to another place, but they had an hour wait. So, and when it's 12 o'clock on Sunday and you just got out of church and you want to beat the Methodist to the restaurant, Jenny, they always tease about that in churches. You've heard that before, haven't you? Yeah, when you want to beat the Baptists and the Methodists and the Presbyterians and the Wesleyans to the restaurant, which maybe they beat, by the looks of that other place, they might have beat us. Either that or it was Father's Day. Probably a little bit of both. But we went there and had a nice lunch. Then I really made my dad proud by what I said about him, because I told him that I was so proud of him, because I mentioned this briefly last show. I mentioned how for 10, 11 years between when I was 5 and I was just turned 16, my family was believing God for a dad. My mom was believing God for a husband. Me and Ray will believe in God for a dad. And we used to pray and pray and pray and believe and believe and believe and believe and believe. And we stood firm. We stood firm. We kept believing God. We had faith. And, well, on my mom's birthday, the man who then became my dad, asked my mom in Frankenmuth if she would marry him. She said yes. 3.5 months later, married. Now, I didn't mention that yesterday, but I basically thanked him for coming in to our family when me and Ray were teenagers, and the way he just stood firm, even at the age that he was, to father two teenagers. Not going to give away his age, but he hadn't quite turned 30 years old by the time him and my mom got married. I'm not saying how far away he was. Nope, just not quite. And he was the father of teenagers. But he stood firm. He raised us in the ways of God. And he's been so great. And I basically, you know, thanked him for just standing firm and for leading us the way that he has, and the way that he's been there for us, for me, even as an adult now. And the way he's been there for Ray. Of course I wasn't giving his age away, right, Jenny? Of course not. Just saying, though, but because when you think about it, that when you haven't quite, when you're still so young like that, it can be so hard to come in there and be the father of a 16-year-old and an about-to-be 14-year-old at that age. Okay? Because the problem with that can be is that it could be so easy for us two kids to just sit there and think, oh, he's our pal. He's our pal. He's our pal. He's just a bit older than we are, but he's still our pal. You know? But even at that age, I didn't look to him as a pal. I looked at him when she was getting married, when he got married to her, I looked at him as a father. Took some adjustments on my part and my brother's part, and there was rough moments in there, but I gained a very deep respect for him and honor for him. I was so proud to honor him as my dad. I got him a funny card. One part of it says, nope. Other, nope. And it says, you are the best. So points out like two others or whatever, and he's like, nope, nope. And then the card says, you are the best. And something else that's really funny. I forget what, but it was really funny. And so you know, even Dr. Barclay talked about this yesterday. First, you submit. And first, you comply. Compliance. Then you go to submission. Then after that, at some point, you're supposed to go to the honor system. The honor system says that you give honor or honor is due, and I fully believe in that, and I believe that that's why I'm blessed, because I honor the Lord, I honor my parents, and when we get into our teaching tonight in Mark 13, I'm going to show you some key points that represent that the coming is near. As I was saying, it was just really nice to no, it wasn't about the restaurant. In either case, it was about being there with the family. But gotta say, thank God for fathers. Names of God. His name is Jehovah Nisi, the high and lofty one. His name is Tzidkenu. He is my righteousness. His name is Shalom, the God of peace. Oh, don't we need that today? His name is Jehovah Ra, Raya, how the way you want to say that. The Lord is my shepherd. Remember, listeners, I still want you to keep reading Psalm 23 to your family every day out loud. I know a lot of us are going back to work now. And in a lot of cases, we're not exactly on the level of lockdown that we were a month or 2 months ago. But still, gather your family around and read Psalm 23 in the morning. Or maybe if you go home for lunch, gather the kids around the table or around the deck outside and read Psalm 23. Or maybe when you get home from work, maybe at the dinner table. Do it. Also, read Psalm 91. Also, at high noon, take authority over the virus, curse that thing, and curse Korah. Koran is the demon behind the virus. And we have to curse that virus right now, folks. Because there's places right now that it's, in this country, that it's spiking. I know that in a lot of these places where it's spiking, it's hitting younger people, and maybe even though they're going to the hospital, they're not staying there as long. But still, we got to curse this virus, curse Koran, and bind Koran, that even behind it. And so set your alarm clock for 12 noon, look up to heaven, curse that thing. And pray that the peace of God comes. Now that was Jehovah Rea. Right now I'm supposed to be giving the names of God, but except for a second there, I got, when I said Lord is my shepherd, I just felt preach just hit me there. Why does that remind me of Dr. Barclay? No, I love him. Yes, he does that too. You know he does. You know, it's kind of funny. Because I know sometimes they'll be giving us a list of stuff, and he'll be trying to close his Bible, and he'll be given certain points, and then he'll go on to that point, and then you know, like number one, and then you'll go, and then you'll tell a story that's kind of related onto it, or tell us something we're supposed to do, or what, or whatever. And he'll say, like, I got to tell the story. Now you remember he does that. Now you remember that, don't you? I think it's kind of funny. And they, we used to tease, and he used to tease from the pulpit back then, and he used to say, I have three closings that I'm allowed to use every service. Three closings. And the joke was is that his first closing was like 10 minutes, then another like, you know, 8 minutes, then another like six, seven, 8 minutes. They used to all be 10 minutes, the joke was, and then over time they slowly got shorter. And then it's just kind of a funny thing, nonetheless. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was, Rhea, he is, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that is my provider. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my that heals me. Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides for me. Jehovah El Shaddai, his name is not Jehovah Cancer, Jehovah Heart Disease, or Jehovah Corona, for that matter. Nope, it's not any of those, but it is Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Tsidkenu, my righteousness. I didn't say he got sick in the canoe. I said his name is Tsidkenu. Tsidkenu. Amen. Now, there was a couple of others. Oh, Elohim, the Lord my God. That's Jehovah Elohim. And there's others. But just think about those names, and it's powerful. Powerful. Now, there's been a song that I've been hearing a bit. It's actually called Psalm 23. And the song is based on the verses of that psalm. And I've been working on it a bit, and I'm going to give it a whiff on you guys. I'm going to give it a try on you guys tonight. And I love it a lot. I'm excited about it. I think that I think that I'm gonna be using it. I could see it myself singing it churches, like maybe if my mom was going to minister the Word of God, I could see myself using it to be a minister. Because I love it. And it talks about how He guides us. He always draws us close. We're not alone. And He's my comfort. And He covers most, obviously not maybe not quite every verse, but it covers a lot, that psalm. And it's actually really cool. And I kind of wanted to. And the cool thing is that I started hearing it about a month ago. Close to two, actually. During the lockdown. And whenever I hear it, it just ministers. My honest hope is that it'll minister to you. And like I said, we're going to sing, we're going to pray, then we're going to get into the word of the Lord tonight. What you getting out of that fridge? Hey, where'd you make? Oh, yes. See, yes. Sorry about that. I was just asking someone something, and sometimes I love that. So the next thing. But, folks, as we move in into the meat of the night, first, a word from our sponsor here before we get into the meat of the night. But when we get into the meat of the night here, I want you to pay attention. As I sing Psalm 23 tonight, let it minister to your soul. Dig in, enter in. And when I pray, you pray and believe God. As I study the Word, we study the Word tonight, you follow along. As I exhort, pay attention, take notes. Because we're going to be talking about some serious things tonight. Because we're in the last of the last days. But I just want you to focus. I want you to get everything you can get out of this. But before we do that, let me remind you that tonight's show has been brought to you by by your local Dairy Queen, where with the DQ app, you can currently go to your local DQ and grab a small blizzard for the low price of $2. And which blizzard will you pick? Will you pick one of the cheesecake blizzards? Will you pick the Pop Rocks blizzard? The one where as it's going through your mouth, it kind of makes a little bit of a popping sound. Or will you get one of the other favorites, like cotton candy? Who knows what you'll pick unless you, if only you go to that local DQ. Yeah. Which there's one about a half a mile from me. Praise God. Now we're going to sing that song. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He goes before me. I shall not fear. My God is with me. My cup's overflowing. He goes behind me. I won't fear. No. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. He always guides me. He always leads me. He's my firm foundation. He restores my soul. Yes, hallelujah, I am not alone. Oh, he is my comfort. He's my comfort. He always draws me close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my comfort. Always draws me close. Your spirit lives within me. Your spirit lives within me. Your spirit lives within me. My victory, my victory. Your spirit lives in me, within me. So I shall walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me. My victory, my victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I shall walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me. My victory, my victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me. My victory, my victory. Yes. Hallelujah. I am not alone. Yes, Lord, he's my comfort. Always draws me close. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my comfort. Always draws me close. Hallelujah. I am not alone. And he's my comfort. He always draws me close. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your comfort. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your spirit lives within us. Thank you, Lord God. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever compare. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. In your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Oh Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, how we love you tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. We're so grateful, Lord Jesus, for that you're working on our behalf. You're working on our behalf. You're working in our lives. You're working in this country and on this earth. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing for us. Thank you that you live within us, that you're strengthening us, that you're helping us as we go through life. You're helping us, you're leading us, you're guiding us, making a way where there seems to be no way, God. And I just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory and all the power. Thank you for every need that is met tonight. Every need is met tonight that is representing itself here. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bodies being healed, chains being broken, blind eyes seeing, lame, people walking, for those who are deaf hearing, for the miracles that you'll do tonight. Thank you for souls being saved, many souls being saved for the first time. And I give you praise and honor and glory that you meet every need tonight that is represented. I make my confession tonight over this program. I say that sponsors and partners coming to this program, I thank you, Lord God, that finances come in. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that huge increases in listenership come to this program. And most of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for an increase of souls, huge increase, a huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great broadcast. In Jesus' matchless name, and everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, in your Bibles, listeners, to turn with me in your Bibles, if you would, please, to the book of Mark, chapter 13. Praise God, Mark 13. As I said, we're teaching on what are the signs that Jesus is coming soon. And this is actually a perfect chapter, because this whole chapter relates to things I want to say tonight. Sorry for being quiet. I was just finding my spot. And I know, listeners, just in my mind, I can just hear your pages turning as you're going to your spot or you're clicking on your phone, finding the chapter that I want you to go to. I would say, so just once in a while, I like to kind of joke with it, and I like to tease and say, I borrowed this from Dr. Buckley. There are a pastor's two favorite sounds are pages turning, like that, and checks being ripped out of checkbooks at offering time. Remember that, Donut? I told you about that like a year or two ago, didn't I? I know you do. Pages turning, checks being ripped out of checkbooks. Praise God. Mark 13. And we're going to begin here with verse 1. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, look at these massive stones. Magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings? Replied Jesus, not one stone here will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when will these things happen? What will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled? Jesus said to them, watch out that no one deceives you. Oh, I could preach on that. But I'm going to keep reading. I'll come back to this one. Watch out that no one deceives you. 13:5. I'm going to come back to that. Verse 6. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many people. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues on account of me. And you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time. For it is not you speaking, but it's the Holy Spirit. Whether we'll be betrayed, whether he won't just betray a brother, he'll betray a brother to death. And a father will betray his child. Children will rebel against their parents. And they won't just rebel. They'll have them put to death. All men will hate you because of me. Not just a few. He who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you see the abomination that causes desolation, standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Do not let anyone on the roof of his house go down or enter his house to take anything out. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers, that this will not take place and pray that this will not take place in winter, because those will be days of distress, unequaled from the beginning, when God created the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If the Lord had not cut short these days, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect whom he has chosen, he has shortened them. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, there he is, don't believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and will perform signs and miracles to deceive the elect. If that were possible, so be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. But in those days following the distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, men will see the Son of God, of Man, coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and great glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, the generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Verse 32. No one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, capital S, S-O-N, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It is like a man going away. He leaves his house, and he puts his servants in charge, with his assigned task. And he tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or midnight, or when the rooster crows in the morning, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. But I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. All right. Wow. So what we just read, the last couple of verses, what we read to you is it said, you don't know the day or the hour. Could be any time. Could be any day. Could be any time. Now let's go back and look at some points, some signs. No one, watch out that no one deceives you. One of the first signs, he says, is there will be great deception. Do not allow yourself to be deceived. That means false teachers will come out and they'll say, yeah, I'm spirit filled, fire baptized, full of the Holy Ghost. False Christ will come. They'll claim, I'm the Christ, but they won't be. Wars of rumors of wars, wars and rumors of wars. There have been a lot of wars over the years. But let me address that one right now. Folks, there's people who think World War III is about to happen, but there's also people that think we're in World War III right now. Right. Just saying. But he said, when you hear wars or rumors of war, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen. But the end is still to come. Or as they could say, or as I've heard it before, the end is not yet. Nation will not rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. We're seeing that with these riots right now in some of our cities. In this country, lawlessness, looting. People want the police defunded. Crazy. There'll be earthquakes in various places. I mean, earthquakes and famines in various places. It's predicted that in many of these countries, in many countries, an estimated 200 million people could die of starvation related to the coronavirus and lack of jobs that it created due to closures. The Bible says, it was found, sign of the time, sign of Jesus coming soon. And on account of me, same before government. Another one, you'll face persecution. Like no one has faced before. The gospel must be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not whenever I give you up the time for it is not speaking with the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother. Or you could even say, turn in, brother. That means Christians could turn in other Christians. People being tattletales, turning each other in during the lockdown. It even says that a father or a parent will betray their children. Children rebel against their parents to the point where the parents are put to death. Wow. Don't let that be you or your children. All men will hate you because of me. But he stands. He who, oh, here's some encouragement. He who stands to the end shall be saved. Amen. When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Do not let anyone, if the Lord had not, he had his shortened. Look, there it goes again. Deception. People will be like, oh, look, here's Jesus. Oh, there he is. We're not supposed to believe it. False Christs and false prophets will appear and will perform signs and miracles to deceive the elect, the chosen. If that were possible, he said. And then he says, he tells us, be on your guard. Well, there have been false prophets before. People claimed that were born again. People who claimed they were doing it the right way, and miracles happened and that, which, yeah, miracles happened, but they were false. And then he says, I have told you everything ahead of time, but in these days, following the distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars fall from the sky, the heavenly fathers, heavenly bodies will be shaken. He'll send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds. And I learned this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs are tender, its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. And then he tells us, this generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled. Now, let's talk about when. No one knows the day or the hour that the rapture will take place. Not the angels in heaven, not the Son, only the Father. But be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It is like a man going away. He leaves. In other words, we don't know. You don't know when he's going to come. Evening? Midnight? 3 a.m.? At dawn? The time your kids are supposed to get on the school bus in the morning? Lunchtime? 11:30? 2:30 while you're 2:30 while you're like on that foot, while you're like the guy from the five hour energy commercials where the guy where he says feeling tired? We have 5-hour energy. Remember that commercial, Jenny? Yep. But could be any time. Could be sitting there doing computer work in your office. And suddenly you hear the trumpet and you wonder what it is. Seriously, seriously. Folks, we are seeing right now brother going after brother. I mean, Christians going after Christians. Even over the whole lockdown thing. Pastors going after pastors who decided to open their church rather than close it. Pastors getting arrested because they opened their churches. I thought we would never see that in America. One of the things. I told you about the deception. There'll be the false Christ. There'll be the Antichrist. Is the Antichrist born yet? We don't know. We don't know. But we do know that there's Antichrist spirit going on. And the Bible doesn't necessarily specifically mention, I mean, not in the chapter that I read tonight, but look what's going on with the whole, over the whole Black Lives Matter. They're called people now, they've been doing this for a while, but they're calling evil good and good evil. When you have that going on, that's a sign that you're getting close. Is the sun dark yet? No. Is the moon still giving its light? Yes. I'll tell you something. You don't want to be here during the tribulation. You don't want to be here during the tribulation. No, you don't want to be here during the tribulation. If you miss the rapture, it's not going to be my fault. You won't have me to blame for it, because I'm sitting here telling you the truth. This is the last of the last days. Quit playing church. Quit messing around. Make this walk with God of yours more severe than what you've made it before. Amen. Don't let yourself be all deceived. Deceived. Oh, look at that great stuff. What's going on? Everybody's getting healed and set free and delivered, and look at all this going on. And la 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 la. Is that God or something else? And then multiple times in that chapter, Jesus said, "Watch, watch, be alert, be on your guard. Watch, look, pay attention." When someone is using that kind of language time and time and time again, don't you think that maybe that person's trying to get your attention? in this case, Jesus? Oh, yes. Yes, it does. He's doing that to get our attention. Because the coming, the rapture is near. The more time goes by, the closer we get. With all these events happening, I know this chapter didn't say virus, but we're seeing signs. In Matthew, it says there'll be pestilences in different places. This could mean changes in weather patterns. This could mean plagues. This could mean bioweapons. Could mean a lot of different things. Which, as we now know, Corona was a bioweapon. The fake news still tries to say it's not, but it is. But we have to watch and pray. And we have to make sure that those that we know are ready. No, I mean, know for sure that they will make heaven. Do you know if the rapture happens today? Do you know if you die today, if you will make heaven or not? If you don't know for sure, why? If you don't know that you'll make heaven, or you think you wouldn't right now, or you know you wouldn't because you never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, well, I can help you tonight. Because I want to see every one of your listeners make heaven. I want to see you make heaven. I do. And I want you to be sure in your spirit that if the rapture happened today, that you'd be caught up and make heaven. Let me tell you why. You do not want to be here after the rapture. You do not want to be here during the tribulation. During the tribulation, eventually they're going to start lining up Christians and asking them in the street. They're going to start asking them, "Are you a Christian?" Yes. Over here, we're going to shoot you. Are you a Christian? No. Okay, you're free to go. Are you a Christian? Yes. Kill it. Are you? I don't know what you're talking about. You're free to go. If you deny Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior after the rapture, or even now, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you'll go to hell forever and ever 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 and ever. But if you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you live for Him with everything you have, then you'll make heaven. And heaven lasts for just as long. Hell lasts just as long as heaven. And you do want to go to heaven. You don't want to go in hell. And by the way, in heaven, we won't be social distancing. In hell, it's solitary confinement. Which does not mean 6 feet apart. Just thought I'd show that in there. But how does she have enough to show social distancing? But honestly, listeners, to be honest with you, I plead with you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, accept Him. I want to see you make it. Time is short. We're so close. Some of you may think, oh, I got 30 years to get right with God. I'm whatever my age is. It can wait a while. You don't know that. You can come tonight. You can come next. You can come tomorrow. Next week. Next month. Next year. 5 years. You don't know. Only the Father knows. The angels don't even know. The angels don't know. If the angels don't know, how am I going to know? How are you going to know? He's going to come at an hour that we don't expect him. And it'll come with a shout and the voice of the archangel. No, it won't be the shout of a baseball stadium or a football stadium. Or a basketball stadium. Nope. A shout with the voice of the archangel. That's what it'll be. That'll be the coming of the Lord. Come to pick us up and take us out of here. And take us to heaven. And so if you don't know Jesus or if you've run away from him, you can come home tonight. And rededicate your life. You can rededicate your life. You can decide to follow Jesus and give your life to him. And then you can receive all the benefits he has. And after you receive Jesus as your Christ, as your Lord and Savior, of course you'll have to get yourself. You'll want to get yourself into the born again, spirit filled, water baptized church. Fire baptized church, I mean, so that you can receive everything that God has for you. And I know, I realize that I preached a heavy message tonight, but it had to be said. Because we are close to the end. But and there will, the Bible says, and the Bible also says, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon men. I will pour out my spirit. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Sorry about that. Now, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word tonight, for this challenge. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would put this word into practice and that we would realize, may we remember, that you are coming very soon. And that soon and very soon, we are going to see the King, which you are the King, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that for everything you're doing in us and through us, that you're using us to reach people that need to be reached, to tell the untold, and to fulfill your calling on our life. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that, Lord. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. All right. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always.